Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Friday. Hey, live on a Friday. Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm here super excited to be back on this Friday, man. Having a smooth week. Man, workout's going good. Clients killing it, man. Clients just getting results. It's going crazy this week, man. We done had some fire episodes. Wednesday's episode was straight fire. So go ahead, check that out if you missed that one. The playback gang was heavy on the Wednesday episode, so definitely appreciate y'all, man. But you know, before we get started, I always ask y'all to do one thing. You're probably wondering what that one thing is. I need y'all to hit the like button. You're probably wondering why you got to hit the like button for this ninja with a light blue hoodie on that we have not seen before, with the red headphones on that don't match the light blue hoodie, that don't match the couch, that don't match the pillows. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And if you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button because you already know what it is. The show is growing, but it ain't where it need to be. So we got to hit the like button, man. And shout out to the best playback gang on YouTube, a.k.a. the PBG. And you can't be PBG if you don't leave a comment, PBG. Well, I'm not going to know you exist. I'm going to be like, who that? Who? They don't watch the show. They not part of the show. They not part of the Less Brunches, More Crunches fam. So leave a comment in there. Let me know. And a lot of y'all watch the show, and I don't even know that y'all watch. Y'all don't say nothing on the live because y'all can't catch the live, which I understand. But I need to know who's watching, man. But anyway, man, with all that being said, as far as this week, did you see Spider-Mo try to get his payback on the video yesterday? Spider-Mo tried to get his payback. And it just, I wasn't going for it, so I had to shoulder check him. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'd be hitting shoulders. I had to shoulder check Spider-Mo. Then, listen, man, real quick. Hold on. Let me get in my bag real quick. Don't be walking around the gym to other trainers talking about, I only talk about women on the podcast. I hate women, and I'm always talking about women. Don't do that at my gym, because you know I'm the source. They going to come back and tell the source that you walking around the gym talking trash. So listen, if you're not going to watch a post in this totality, if you're not going to watch a post and get the full concept and grasp what I'm talking about, and all you do is watch 2 seconds and you see a woman on the screen and say, see, Marty Fitt is talking about women. Don't do that in my gym, because they're going to come back to the source, and they call us the source for a reason, because we always get the real info. And if you don't believe that we get the real info, stay tuned for AI Marty. The fitness detective show is dropping soon. The episodes are insane. If you didn't see it on my Instagram story a couple of days ago, you're just going to have to wait. But with all that being said, let's talk to the fam and let's get this episode started. Dom DeMarco, Marco. Wicked Scorpion, what up? Jennifer going to be playback gang, what up? Jenny, excited to finally make a live. Well, welcome back to a live, Jenny. We ain't seen you in a while.
How dare you?
But Jenny has been watching the show. She just ain't been on the live. Happy Friday, absolutely.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. The new Alien TV. I don't know what TV show that is, brother. Devon, see Marty Fitt After Dark. You already know, man. Let's get it. AIC Marty is about that business, yes. He's back. What's up, Lotus? Lotus back on the show?
He's back!
What you know, Joe? What's up, Fit fam? What's going on? Good evening, playback gang from NYC. Oh, I didn't see that, Joe. Source, no Maria, hashtag. That's crazy. No Maria, hashtag. Shout out Maria, man. Let's give it up for Maria one more time for trying to stop the illest, dopest, coolest fitness podcast. It's gonna be trolls on here. You can't throw me off, man. I'm too good at this. I got too many reps. Even though I only have what 4K subscribers on YouTube, I got so many reps, bro. I got over 1,000 episodes. Over 1,000 episodes. You're not gonna come on, man. Come on, bro. Marie, y'all gotta come harder than that. They in the background planning. How can we troll him? All right, this time we're gonna do this. Head ass. And it ain't gonna work.
Nope.
It ain't gonna work. We ready for it. I'm already planning for your plan. For your next troll plan. I'm getting ready for it myself. But anyway. I just saw a short of a TV show where a prisoner was in unk position. What does that mean? The new Alien series is a prequel. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I don't even watch TV, bro. If it ain't sports, you know, cut with a select few TV shows, I don't really watch TV, man. But with all that being said, let's get this episode started.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
All right, we have Getting Fit is Boring.
What?
We're gonna start the show with some education. We're gonna talk about some wild stuff, but we're gonna start with education. We're gonna start a little different today. All right, Getting Fit is Boring. We're going to talk about that process a little bit. And with all that being said, make sure y'all hit the like button. And guess what race this woman is talking?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's check it out.
Boring builds the body. A lot of women complain about not liking to eat the same foods and not liking to train the same and wanting to switch up their splits and their workouts. Too much variety does not build the body that you want.
Boom, right there. That's a gem. Too much variety does not build the body you want. It's going to get boring. It's going to be repetitive, just like anything else you want to be successful in. You got to get a lot of reps of the same shit. And 9 times out of 10, if it's getting boring, that means you're doing the right thing.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
You switching up, you trying this workout, you seen this Instagram influencer do this, you seen this trainer do this, 9 times out of 10, you ain't getting no results like that. you ain't getting no results like that because your body has to adjust to what you're doing, right? Your body has to be in progressive overload, right? Your muscle has to get used to certain movements, right? You have to tear down that muscle tissue. If you're not doing that and you're not getting repetitive, what results do you think you're going to get?
What?
Your body looks like variety. You look like you wake up and you eat whatever you want. You train however you want. But you want to look like women that you follow, like me or others. And we eat a lot of the same food. We train the same way. Yep. I've been eating the same food. Chicken thighs, steak, rice for forever. And I get it. It may seem boring, but the body's tea, though.
Absolutely.
The body is tea. You have to stop switching up your training. You have to stop switching up your nutrition because your body can.
And you can switch it up. But it's going to have to be, you know, after you've been doing it for 8 weeks, after you've been doing it for 4 months, 6 months, then switch it up. You know, I just recently switched up my workouts, but, you know, I already built my foundation so I could step out there and do something different and shock my body in another way.
Not adjust and build muscle that way with all of that variety. And don't get me wrong, I have a piece of cheesecake and a donut just like everybody else every now and again, but it's not that often. And the healthier you get, the less your body will even crave those kinds of foods. I promise they won't even hit the same. So say it with me. Boring builds the body. And let's get active.
Man, boring builds the body. We love it.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Boring builds the body, and that's just like, it doesn't get any better than that, man. That's the part of fitness people don't talk about, man. You're going to have to do the same thing over and over again, right? We sit here, especially guys, we watch athletes, you know, we watch our favorite athletes, we enjoy our favorite teams, and we don't even realize these guys have been doing the same shit for years in order for us to enjoy the game, in order for us to enjoy the team and celebrate the team, right? So we need to take a page out of their book and implement that in our lives, right? So, you know, and the good thing about boring is it gets to a point where you ain't got to think. You know, you kind of just go and do it. Your body's used to it, and it just becomes a part of your life. So, you know, don't get discouraged or anything if you're getting bored with the process. And it's just a sign that you're doing the right thing. Keep doing what you do. Keep getting fit, and it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got it.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at in these comments, bro? Mark Carter, did I say what's up to Mark Carter? Good evening from NYC. I don't know if I did, but if I did, oh, well. I don't have cable. Yeah, I don't do cable, man. I just, No Maria is hilarious. Okay. We're not even dealing with that anymore. Speaking of America being fat, did you see the article about Texas National Guard members that got sent home for being out of shape? No, we didn't. I ain't see that.
Dom DeMarco.
You need to send me that. You need to send me that, Brown Baldy. And listen, it's about time America starts standing on business. Like, don't. All this controversy about the National Guard being in these cities, right? You got people that want them there. You got people that don't want them there. The last thing you need to do is show up fat as fuck. You're not making a good case for it. Get your fat ass out of there. Talking about you stopping crime. No, you eating too many donuts. You need to stop whatever city you're going to. You need to stop at a treadmill on the way. You need to stop at the gym when you get to Memphis or D.C. Because don't do that. That's ridiculous. Yeah, Brown Baldy, send me that. That's ridiculous, man. Oh, Marie has her new troll account. Yeah, we're not even entertaining that. DEI workouts are ineffective. What's her IG? I think it's Miss Iconic with a K. I-K-O-N-I-C. So it's like Miss Iconic, but the first C is a K instead of a C. Big Spider in a building. If you don't want a boring workout, then sign a waiver and work out with Spider Mo. Oh, brother. I just recently started sprinting again. Coaches in college had us do it and actually make your mile time faster. I agree. My diet is boring, though, nearly the same thing every day, but I don't mind. Same here, bro. I eat the same shit all the time, man. So with all that being said, let's keep this episode going.
Dom DeMarco.
If you saw my Instagram or my TikTok, oh brother,
oh brother.
Listen, man.
This guy
So we got another Pop the Balloon episode, and this is the thing, man. You got to realize when you tell people that you have standards, particularly men, when it comes to the women they choose. But when you tell people you have a standard, right? Hey, I don't really want to date somebody who's not active. I don't want to date somebody who don't go to the gym. It's always a problem. But people can say they don't want to date somebody who don't make X amount of money. They don't want to date somebody without transportation. They don't want to date somebody with kids. They don't want to date somebody, yada, yada, yada. The list goes on. But as soon as you talk about a big back
activity,
and you don't want to date a big back
activity,
it's a problem. Let's check it out, man. And we're going to keep this thing going. SAG, what up? Oh, yeah, we ain't doing all that. But what's up, SAG? Let's check this out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
Did you pop your balloon?
She's just not my flavor. I'm big into health and fitness, and she's not, so just respectfully.
But I love all my finest, and you don't have to. I'm good.
God be with you.
And see, he's responding respectfully. He said, God be with you. She the one with an attitude. He said, God be with you. He could have responded a little sassy. He could have been in his feelings. He could have been a little emotional, but he decided not to do that.
Is he someone that's your type? And what's not your type?
He too bougie for me. I'm like,
Hold up. Nope. We got to pause that. So because he wants a woman who's in shape, cares about her health, now that's bougie. Yeah, black communities cook.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's not health conscious. It's bougie.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You can't make this shit up. Hey, listen, ladies, black women in particular, y'all got to get it together. And we have some shit. Black women, y'all have gotten out of hand with this. And people are tired of it. And people are tired of putting up with this shit. And I always tell y'all, when black women call it out, it's clear that it's gone too far. We're going to show you later. But this right here is just ridiculous. We'll actually watch this.
Down to earth feet male, and he's too up.
Down to earth. He's actually being down to earth by telling you the truth and being respectful about it. It's pretty down to earth to me. Am I wrong, chat? Let me know if I'm wrong. And she said feet male. So she said it sounded like she was trying to say female. Does she date women?
What?
Which is, if you date women, cool, do your thing. But why you on here, one, dating, trying to date men when you know you like females, and then trying to make a fit man feel bad about what this fit man wants to do when you out here talking about females? Listen closely.
Down to earth feet male. And
she said female. So she's been on both sides.
No diddy, you know.
Which, cool, do your thing. But don't be on both sides trying to put down men out here.
He's too uppity for me.
We're cooked. He's too uppity because he wants to take care of his body. He looked pretty fit to me. Looked like he got a good physique to me. Now he's uppity. Let's look at it.
And why did you pop your balloon?
She's just not my flavor. I'm big into health and fitness, and she's not, so just respectfully.
But I love all my finest, and you don't have to.
And that's the delusion right there.
Nope.
Fineness. What is fine? Because I thought Lori Harvey body was fine. I thought Megan Good body was fine. I thought Beyonce was fine. Oh, so you fine too?
Nope.
Yeah, we're cooked.
I'm good.
God be with you.
Is he someone that's your type? And what's not your type?
He too bougie for me. I'm like a, I like a down to earth female, and he's too.
Yeah, she said female. Yeah, she said female. We're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
If you're fit, you're bougie now. It's getting crazy out here, man. It's getting crazy out here, man. This the shit you got to get away from, man. I told y'all, I hate to do this, but it's real. Black community.
You know, black people.
No.
When you start to get fit, you got to start selecting which black people you get around. Unfortunately, a lot of people in our community are conditioned to have this mindset. It sucks. This does not mean I hate black people, but this is just the truth. You got to be particular with which black people you hang around, because everybody in the black community, unfortunately, doesn't have this elevated mindset where they want to improve their health and fitness. So you're going to lose some friends, and it's going to single out a lot of women that you can't date. Women, y'all too, it's going to single out a lot of men that y'all can't date. It's the truth. It is the truth. They're going to hold you back, or they just going to make your life a living hell. I've seen it 1,000 times. So, man, stay away from little, from big back straggles like that.
Big back activity.
Okay, she could get her an unhealthy dude. Most of the country is out of shape. So she shouldn't have a problem finding a dude who's going to support her big back activities.
Big back activity.
She shouldn't have a problem finding a guy that's going to encourage her to stay thick. Them thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
She shouldn't have any issues. All right? Don't make me feel bad. Don't make the fit guy feel bad. Just go find somebody that's on the same type of time you want. It shouldn't be difficult. All right? We got to cut this shit out. But anyway, man, we got more on the way. And you can say I hate women. You can say I hate big black women. But we got more on the way. They do it to themselves. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go.
Dumb the Monko.
Oh, brother. This shit getting crazy out here, man. How come fat black women on these shows have to be sassy and loud? You're bougie if you're fit. Yes. Basically, Jenny said.
How dare you?
That's what I heard. She calling him sassy. Yes. I seen this earlier. I cracked up laughing. Now he bougie because he's out of her league. It's crazy, bro. This shit don't make no sense. There was an episode with a big black woman that came in with her swag fucked up, and nearly all the guys popped their balloons. She started damage controlling and saying none of them were her type. That's fucking crazy, bro. I think she said fit male. No, she didn't.
Nope.
Jenny, don't come in here with that shit. Oh, my bad.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
She said female, Jenny. Don't come in here with that shit, Jenny. Don't come in here trying to be the white savior up in here. It's like, no, I'm playing, Jenny. You know what, Chris? Down to earth, but if she fell from earth, we would be in the current state of dinosaurs. What the fuck? I think she was trying to be shady and call him gay. You know how women can be when they're rejected by men for whatever reason. They may be shaking my head. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised. I think she said thick male Marty. She lowered her standards the minute she got rejected. No, she said female. I'm standing firm on that, y'all. She said female. Immediately triggered, she knows for her there is no chance. Zero chance. Fine with type 2 diabetes. I only see this online. I don't associate with hood rats, so I don't get I'm too bougie because I work out. She got a big ego. Facts. Off topic, I need the Less Brunches, More Crunches hoodie you're wearing. Okay, I'll send you the link after. If she was short, she wouldn't care. Hopefully, he's not discouraged by these women. He's fine. You know what? And fellas, you can't let that shit discourage you. You can't. She did say fit male. Vicky, you're not going to come in here. Hold up.
Break three, you're out.
Vicky, you're not going to come in here after missing 3 months of shows and going to tell me what they said. No, Vicky, I know what they said. Your ass just got here. You don't even be here. You don't even go here. So you ain't about to come on here and tell me what was said. The white savior, how dare you?
How dare you?
Run it back, Unc. All right, I'll run it back. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. We'll run it back one time so I can prove y'all wrong, because y'all always want to prove the host wrong. Yeah, the host wrong. I know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
Let's check it out.
Did you pop your balloon?
She's just not my flavor. I'm big into health and fitness, and she's not, so just respectfully.
But I love all my finest, and you don't have to. I'm good.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother.
God be with you.
Let's see. Let's see.
Is he someone that's your type?
Let's see.
And what's not your type?
He too bougie for me. I'm like a, I like a down-to-earth fit male. And
so he, how does she say fit male? It doesn't even make sense right there. Hold on. Let's try it again.
Down-to-earth fit male. And
she said female, bruh. See, Marty wins, bruh. See, Marty wins. She said female. But anyway, let's keep this thing going, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Next thing we got. This woman says, she said feet male. Vicky got the mean girls. She doesn't even go here. Yeah, she doesn't even go here. Anyway, we got this woman says, she says you can't be bad if you not in shape.
What?
You can't be bad if you're not in shape. Bad for the white community, bad means like you're a 10 out of 10 in the black community. That's what that means. All right, let's check it out, man, and let's hit the like button, and let's keep this podcast going, because this is the best fitness podcast out.
I see that you're in shape. How important is it for a woman to stay up on her appearance?
10 out of 10.
Uh-oh.
Like, so, at all times, a woman should be in shape, I personally feel like.
So can you be fat?
She dropping bombs. At all times, a woman should be in shape. You know black women ain't trying to hear this. they're going to cancel.
That'd be bad.
No.
Can you elaborate on that for me, please?
Yes.
Because we got a lot of BBWs. I don't even understand that term, but we got a lot of plus size.
I don't
women.
Think you can be bad and not be disciplined.
Mm. Ooh, talk, but keep going. Elaborate.
So I say to say you should have discipline. So you should know, like, okay, I need to eat right. My money needs to be right. I need my hair needs to be right. Like, we're women. You know what I mean? Like, everything should be right on a woman.
So you can't be bad and be broken. You damn sure can't be bad and be fat.
No.
Hey, shout out to this woman. Hey, listen, man. We love that it's women now holding the ladies to a higher standard. And it's not just the fellas, okay? It has to come from both sides. We love this. Now, let's reverse the roles, right? Let's say a woman got up there and said, hey, fellas, you can't be a top-tier guy if you fat. Because you're not showing discipline. All the women would be like, yes, girl, yeah, yeah, all of that shit. All of that shit, right? I mean, I think it would only make sense if you consider yourself in the top tier group of people, you got to have some discipline. That only makes sense to me. But for whatever reason, we tell women they're all beautiful, they're all sexy, they all deserve the best man on earth. And they this and that. And we continue to lie to women. Hence the obesity rate. That's why it is where it is. Things don't change if you don't tell the truth, right? This woman in the gym yesterday or 2 days ago, she came up to me and said, I need to stop bullying people. And literally, if you go watch my post, right? It might be a big back joke in there or whatever. But if you actually listen to the post, there's always a message. And it's just basically telling people to get it together. That's the message of the post. The message of the post ain't, ha ha, I'm gonna make fun of your big back and call you a big back. If that's what you got from it, you didn't listen. But the point I'm trying to make is, you have to be told the truth if you wanna spark change, or you have to tell someone the truth if you wanna spark change. And you can call it bullying if you want to, but if someone's just being honest with you, that's not bullying. That's not bullying. So, until we get past this stage, the obesity rate is going to stay the same, or it's going to rise. It's going to continue to rise. So it's unfortunate, but it's the truth. And we got sensitive bitch ass men out here too. We got men out here. You tell them, hey, bro, you got to get your fat ass in the gym. It's your tone. Don't talk to me like that. You know what I got to say to that.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Bruh, listen, if my tone is going to keep you out of the gym, You need to
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Grow a pair. Grow a pair. Seriously. I understand the women saying that, but this is ridiculous, man. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Where we at in these comments, man? She said fit male. No, she didn't, bruh. No, she didn't, bruh. Thick male. That's not what she said. Her feelings are hurt. She wants a fit guy, but they only view her as easy. Uh-oh. She got the 360 wave right after taking the do-rag off. What's good, everyone? Terlonious, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for the bad explanation, Chris. I'm still learning. Jenny, you funny as hell.
How dare you?
Staying in shape is a cheat code to skip the line. Absolutely. That. All right, bro. Anyway, bro. Oh, brother. Let's keep it going, man. We got... Which direction should we... Should we, y'all want to comment surf? Let's do some comment surfing. Yeah, because we're going to get to the coaching. Yeah, let's do some comment surfing. So we're going to... Let's see what we got. We got black women first. Let's do black women first, okay? This is actually about the black men. And the comments is just a black woman's post. So let's check it out. Actually, I don't want to show this full post because this post is insane. I'm going to fast forward it a little bit. All right, cool. I'll start it right there. All right, give me a second while I pull it up, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Where we at? Share screen. Here we go. All right, if you got the kids around, it might start over and show some crazy shit. Just letting y'all know, giving y'all the warning. So this woman starts off putting her clothes on, and then it goes to her transformation. She lost a lot of weight. She still got a big butt. Whatever. I'm just going to pause it here because I don't want the beginning to play. But anyway, this woman's showing her transformation. She lost weight. She went from 225 to 170. Yeah, it says now 170. So she started 225. She's 170 now. Let's take a look in these comments, man. Here go black men. I think the before is better.
I'm not going to say and what woman, race, what people...
mind you, this woman's like 5'2", 5'3". She was 225. And we got black men in the comments saying, I think the before is better. Black men, y'all suck.
What?
We suck, I should say. Okay, let's see how tall is she. Let's see what she said. Yeah, she's 5'2". So she was 5'2", 225. Still heavy. All y'all care about is ass. There's more. There's more. Hold on. I still see the rump. Anywho, congrats, beautiful. Oh, just black men, just think about ass.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
She's still beautiful, either one. That figure stay there, also great job. Black men are cooked. Let's keep going. Where we at? We like the before better. Black men bitching about a transformation. Black men think about ass. Damn, how you get all that? So you let go of that wholesome cake, black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
She still clearly has a butt there, but black men just so focused on ass that it's not an unproportionate big ass. It's just a smaller, more shapely ass, and black men mad about it.
Nope.
Black men mad about it. She's 50 pounds lighter at 5'2", and you mad that her ass is smaller and more shapely.
Nope.
We're cooked. We're cooked. Where? What else we got? Do we have any more idiotic comments? Oh, here we go. More black men. Either way, you getting folded like a pretzel by somebody, but that's a dope transition.
What?
We're cooked. Oh, another black man. Is it me, or did she look better when she was bigger? I mean, good shit, and it's good for your health. Okay, so you wanted to get back to 225 at 5'2". Another black man. Literally, nothing wrong with you before. 225, 5'2". No type 2 diabetes. That's not a problem. High blood pressure, hypertension. That's not a problem. Heart disease. That's not a problem. Cardiovascular disease. That's not a problem.
Nope.
But you're only saying that because she had a fat ass. Black men are fucking pitiful, man. We're cool.
You know, black people.
No.
I miss your old Niash. Well, that means I miss your old butt because her butt was bigger at 225. I like the before. That before, though. These are the same black men complaining about women getting fat. I like the other one better. Not going to lie. These guys are cooked. Yo, the obsession of men and women with buttocks is getting strange and questionable. It really is. And that leads to another conversation I'm not going to get into. Not going to lie, the first was perfect. 5'2", 225. I rocked with you before. Oh, brother. Oh, my God. Oh, man. All right. Is that enough? I think we've seen enough. Yeah, I think. Button for all who agreed that the before was way better than the after. Oh, yeah, arrest all these black men. Yeah, we're cooked. We're cooked. Hey, listen, I can't rock with y'all, man. I can't rock with y'all. I don't want, if that's the majority of black men, I don't want to be part of the majority. If I'm a weirdo because I don't agree with that shit, I'll just be a weirdo. I'll just be a weirdo. It's okay. I'm cool with being a weirdo. That's fucking crazy. And women, stop listening to that shit. Oh, black women the most educated. Are you listening to that shit? How can you say that and you listen to shit like this? The dude don't respect you. He's talking about your ass. He's thinking about back shots. He's thinking about clapping cheeks. He ain't thinking about raising no family with you or marrying you. And y'all go crazy over that. Y'all gotta understand, bro. Off topic, not fitness related. Y'all gotta understand, bro. Dudes will use and abuse you and tell you what you want to hear. A lot of y'all at too big of an age to not understand that shit. Y'all at too big of an age to not understand that shit and wonder why. Never mind, it's a fitness podcast. I'm not going to go there. But it's crazy out here. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go.
Dumb the Monko.
Insane, bro. Insane. Late to the show, but we live. Yeah, SAG, I banned her last show, so she shouldn't be here. 225 at 5'2 is a huge B. That's crazy. Justice League, what's up, everybody? Came from your Instagram. You funny as hell, Unc. D1 athlete, by the way. Shout out to you, bro. Shout out to the D1 athlete still staying on their health and fitness, man. We love to see it. You don't have to give it up after D1. You ain't got to give it up after D1, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm late. I have to rewatch the beginning. Ronif, you'll love the beginning. Most guys can't even bench press 225, and yet they're thinking of picking her fat ass up, man. It's like, that's a bar. A lot of these dudes can't bench press 225, but they want a 5'2 woman to stay at 225. Fucking crazy. A lot of NFL safeties aren't even 225. A lot of NFL safeties and wide receivers and running backs aren't even 225. And y'all want her to be 225. Chris, my brother's dating a 30-year-old. Whoa. Whoa. Hold on. Is that number correct? My brother is dating a 30-year-old, 5'3", 276-pound Jamaican woman. I can't do it. Told him she wants kids in marriage. Man, your brother, I'm calling the cops on your brother. What state are you in? Or what state is your brother in? Hold on. What state is your brother in? I'm going to take a guess. Your brother is in Georgia, Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee, or Florida. He got to be in one of them states, or Louisiana, or Alabama. Your brother has to be in one of those states. Let me know in the chat. Chris isn't even acknowledging her name. Yeah, I don't got time for that. I ain't got time for that, bro. Oh, wow. Jenny Community L, my cousin's wife just celebrated being in a 500 club. Yeah, that's insane. She sure is. He won't listen, though. Yeah. Hey, listen. Brother, you got to let ninjas, learn for themselves. You got to let ninjas learn the hard way. People don't want to listen, bro. You have a good brother, good friend of yours trying to tell you the game, and they just don't want to listen. Let them learn on his own. It's just hopeless at this point. Is it a club made of 500 people or a club made of 500 pounds? She went from Sam Cassell to Sam Cassell. Them cheeks was the only thing saving her.
Strike three, you're up.
500 pounds, man. Your bro was whipped. Man. I mean, the hospital got beds for them, Jenny. Oh, that's, Ron, if that's crazy. I'm still trying to keep it up after the D1 since 09. Okay. Yeah, 53276 is insane. My brother is in Alabama. What'd I say? I told you, one of that little Southeast region, them black men in the Southeast region of the United States are diabolical. They are diabolical. I mean, now, granted, it's some up north, too. You're going to have some in D.C., Philly, New York, Jersey, you feel me, Virginia. But it's that Southeast region of the United States is insane. Insane. Hampton said, Cap. Cap what, Hampton? Eating a salad in a steak bowl, water waiting. What was Cap, Hampton? Those Southern BBWs be making a sweet tea with extra sugar. Southern black people let it eat. They do. And anyway, let's keep this thing going. Black women. I'm in Miami doing this elective rotations. It's not good. Patient population is crazy. I'm fighting for my life. Hey, sorry about that. That man's wife is in 500. Yes, sir. Yeah, they're diabolical. Men in the Southeast region of the United States are diabolical. North Carolina, too, Jenny. But anyway, we got more black women. I'm sorry. So we got a black woman here who actually was mad at me. If you on the podcast 2024, you saw this woman try to cancel me and call me DL and shit. But we're actually agreeing with her today. And I think she has a BBL, but that's a whole nother topic for another day. So let's see what she said that C. Marty Fitt agreed with. Let's check it out, man. So she says, us black women in the gym, two people, us black women in the club, bars, brunches, seafood boils, and a whole bunch of ninjas. So she goes on to write a caption, high blood pressure is known as the silent killer, claiming the lives of our black women every single day. So she's just basically putting information out there saying, hey, black women, we got to get in the gym, right? And let's see the response.
Nope.
She wasn't disrespectful. She wasn't mean. She wasn't sassy. She wasn't throwing shade. She ain't calling him a big back. Let's see the responses. Immediate unfollow. Oh, my God. So hold up. Before we read the rest of this, immediate unfollow just because she's telling black women to go to the gym. Hence the obesity rate. Let's keep it going. This gives the same mindset as those women that attempt to make help videos for other women on how to be feminine by preaching misogynoir and gender roles instead of spreading awareness through a damn stereotypical meme. How about you bring the actual stats that'll help us see what you're seeing? Yo, what?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
What are you talking about, bro? The stats are out there. The stats are out there. They're not hard to find either. Oh my God. Jesus. Please help the black community. Let's keep access in mind. And the gym isn't the only place to get workouts. Pole fitness instructor here. So many of us use dance as an outlet. The black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Listen, first of all, you said access. Let's break this down. We're going to break this down step by step. Access. What the fuck does access mean? If you have access to clubs, brunch, bars, and seafood boils, you got access to the gym. I'm not trying to hear that shit. If your ass get to go to Jamaica and have a Jamaican rub down on your booty and your legs, you definitely have access to a gym. I'm not trying to hear that shit. I'm not trying to hear that shit. Y'all act like black women are just hopeless and don't have any money at all. They don't have good jobs, good careers out here. Black women don't have businesses. They could take their ass to the gym. We're not going to sit here and treat black women like babies. I can't stand that shit. Then, the gym isn't the only place to get workouts. Pole fitness instructor here. So many of us use dance as an outlet. That's great. Great. I mean, if you want to do pole dancing, cool. But your ass needs to do some things that actually help get rid of fat, that actually contribute to fat loss, and you need to clean up the diet. Okay? You can do pole dance. That's fine. But pole dance solely is not going to help you get long-term results for body composition. It's just not. Are you going to work muscles in pole dancing? Yes, but get the fuck out of here with that. Here we go. Smart black woman. Some of y'all have to start taking accountability. We're not perfect. You out here saying not enough black women in the gym. Where are these gyms? Why are you looking for them to be the majority if they're already the minority? Get the fuck out of here. Oh, man. You want them to take up space in gyms, but they don't even take up space in population. So now there aren't as many black women as white women or white men. So now that's why they're not in the gym. You can't make this shit up. Minorities are known to go to places where they feel safe. So you don't feel safe at the gym, but you feel safe at the club where ninjas is getting shot. Okay. You don't know how many of them have private memberships, or even if they're not in the regular gym, they're not at Equinox. Or even gyms built into their homes, apartments. They ain't in there. And everyone needs the gym to stay healthy. All right. They go on runs. Dude, the black women not out there doing that shit. And you've left three paragraphs. You don't get to, we're not reading all that shit. So my question is, why are we stereotyping ourselves? She's using stats. This is some weird self-hating mask as self-love behavior. These are the black people you need to stay away from when you start to level up. Facts, the lack of sister in the gym. All right, might depend on where you live. I see black women every day in my gym, but I live in a mostly black community. You'll see them in the black community. You will. This woman commented again. Okay. All right. Anyway, but you see the bullshit, though. You see the bullshit, man. You see the shit crazy out here, bro. And I'm killing y'all on this Friday, man. No, that shit is crazy, bro. No, that shit was crazy, bro. They eat all day. Damn, that's too real. Y'all been to Cajun spots filled with black people. Exactly. You are correct. Charlotte, North Carolina is no better. I've been seeing more black women in the gym lately. One of my coworkers, another trainer, is a fit black woman. Now listen, are there a lot of black women in the gym? Absolutely. But it's not the majority of black women. Come on, bro. Come on, let's be real. Come on. Especially y'all live in black neighborhoods. Come on, man. You're not just walking around seeing a whole bunch of fit black women. And that's not a knock. That's just the truth. The stats would show the same as the meme.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Hey, appreciate the super chat, man. Appreciate that, brother, man. We ain't had a super chat in a while. Definitely appreciate that. Yeah, pole fitness is a thing. That dancing comment is absolute trash. You gotta have upper body strength to pull that shit off. Can't get there by sitting on your ass. Yep. As in a certain type of club. Which one you respond to? Yeah, it's actually like a class. Like they have actual classes teaching women how to pole dance. All that money they spend on crap food, brunches, and girls' trips can be spent on a damn gym membership. Absolutely, bro. We ain't trying to hear that shit. People talk a lot about high blood pressure. Just look up HHS diabetes. That thing is scary because you have to scramble and treat them for an issue they create as a result of poor lifestyle choice. Insane, bro. Meanwhile, the club has a pew-pew contest with strays hitting people. Real safe environment. All facts. You know, I have friends that have gotten shot at clubs and died, unfortunately. You know, I hate to say it so casually because it is sad, but it's like, come on, bro. Don't sit here and bring up safe environment. Like, stop that bullshit, bro. All these black women are able to get degrees and PhDs at these expensive universities but can't get a gym membership. Where's my button?
I'm a PhD.
Okay. Yep, other PhDs, though. I only the two type of diabetes. I think you fucked up there. Can't work out at the gym. You can literally do calisthenics anywhere, so that's bullshit. Bullshit. Pole dancing is hard. I tried taking a few lessons to surprise my boyfriend and twisted my ankle so bad I had to go to ER. Yeah, Ronald, keep that. You better off just, nah, don't try that shit again. Don't try that shit again. You probably ruined that man's birthday or something. He probably got a promotion at work and you ruined it trying to be special.
Nope.
Just keep it cute. Keep it simple, Ronald. Black women will protect Glocktavius. Glocktavius. Like the Secret Service, but if you're a regular dude, you dusty. They get triggered because they know it's true. Okay, Vicky with the ball. I don't live in a black neighborhood. Just tuning back in and these comments. These universities and jobs have gyms and discounts for third-party gym memberships. Absolutely. Working at gyms, a lot of companies, a lot of businesses, you know, a lot of sectors of the government have discounts with gyms. There's no fucking excuse. And health insurance. Some of y'all health insurance will pay for y'all whole gym membership, and you can go to the gym for free. I know United Healthcare has ones like that, and I think Medicaid has something like that. It's a couple of them. I can't remember. I ain't a general manager no more, but I used to know all that shit. If the gym is too dangerous for you, you got some serious issues. Ronith freaked out. Yo, that's crazy.
Break three, you're out.
Chill. I learned my lesson. I stick to bacon now. Yeah, that was crazy comment. Anyway, let's keep this episode going. All right, we got white people. We got white people. Which one? Y'all want to start with the white man or the white woman? Let's start with the white man. We'll get to the white women in a second. The white women kind of trickles into black men. So we'll save that one for the next one. Respect. Another super chat. Appreciate you, brother. Good man. Definitely appreciate you, man. We're working hard over here, bro. Let's check it out. Here we go. Fat Train. All right, we got a paragraph here. So he says, as you can see, he's a fat trainer. I'll rewind it a little bit just so y'all can get a better look. You see his belly hanging out? So I almost got canceled for responding. James Coppola tried to cancel me. All right, it says, reasons why I charge $150 an hour as a thick personal trainer. And he spells thick, T-H-I-Q-U-E.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's past the pause, man.
You know, everybody's a black woman now. Shit's crazy. Anyway, let's stay on topic. I've been a trainer for 9 years. My clients feel safe with me. What the fuck is that? My clients feel safe with me. What are we talking about here, bro? What are trainers here for? What are we here to do? My clients feel safe with me. Can somebody define that for me? I specialize in clients struggling with body image. Okay. All right. My clients typically stay with me for years. Yeah, because they don't want to get a real fucking trainer who's going to tell them the truth.
Nope.
Makes sense. I've worked with hundreds of clients with hundreds of goals. That is cap.
Stop the cap.
You didn't work with any clients with any goals. I'm convinced. I usually have a wait list for new clients.
Stop the cap.
Stop the fucking cap. My rate is par for my education and client success rate. Okay. All right, bro. You know what? Okay. I'm not really. I can say a lot right now, but I ain't gonna say much because I'm about to flex on all these fucking trainers soon. But anyway, this right here is bullshit. Let's continue. Oh, it's more text. Hold up. What the text say? I know not everyone can afford that, so I also have a $200 a month option and a $15 membership. Oh, he's versatile.
Hey. Now, this is case in point that experience is not everything. See, I used to umpire baseball, and one thing that always killed me is these guys were like, oh, you've been calling games for 30 years. I know better. I'm like, dude, you fucking suck. You haven't even improved in the last 30 years. Same thing here. Your clients stay with you for years, and so they're literally paying you to make no progress.
Yes.
You're essentially a glorified chiropractor because that's what they do. That's their business model. Crack your back, make you feel...
Nothing against the chiropractors. He said this, not me. Let's make that clear.
For 5 seconds, scratch your back, tell you everything's good, and then not actually fix your fucking problem, but just continuously build that over and over again. That's crazy to me. You can be a trainer for 9 years and still make no progress. You're still out of breath flipping a tire over twice.
Crazy.
Your rate is on par for your education and client success. It doesn't seem like you're very fucking successful at it, bro.
Facts.
I mean,
facts.
You're good at taking people's money, facts. But in terms of actual progress, I see fucking nothing here. Facts. You want a coach that's actually going to get you progress and not encourage you to stay fat and unhealthy for almost a decade? And you want results like this in 16 weeks, then go ahead, drop the comment 1% down below, and we will get you started.
Hey, no free promo. No free promo here, but shout out to him for telling the truth. Yeah, man, this fat trainer situation, it's not something I'm going to let up off of. I'm going to come back to this topic for sure because it's getting ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous out here, and it's actually tainting the industry. We're so far gone in America that they're saying having a requirement for a professional to be fit is tainting the fitness industry, but not the fat people. They aren't tainting the fitness industry. It's crazy out here, man. But we got to continue to just tell the truth, and it's going to come back. There's going to be a reset at some point. People going to wake up because, man, it's just human nature. Even if people lie to themselves, deep down they know they're tired of being fat, and so they're not going to spend their hard-earned money now, especially government shutdowns, motherfuckers ain't getting their checks. You gonna spend your money on a fat trainer who can't even put him, he can't even use what he's teaching you on himself and put himself through some discipline. Crazy out here, man. We ain't got time for that. We're gonna keep calling this shit out, and it is what it is. You know, I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Yeah, shit really crazy, bro. Jenny L. Yes, Jenny Community L. Terlonius had that good money. Definitely appreciate you, brother. Glocktavius is diabolical. Pookie, Ray Ray, and Glocktavius. Crazy. We're using Glocktavius every episode. And we got some Glocktavius coming up next. Why does this dude have a midriff shirt like a wannabe football player? It's crazy, man. You can ask your company before you get hired to pay for a gym membership just in case. You don't know, just request it. Thanks, Jenny. See, that's that sales shit, Jenny. Jenny and sales. Jenny be trying to recruit other salesmen to take some pressure off of her. So that's one of the tactics Jenny uses. Jenny, you not slick. Don't come, Jenny, you don't come in here with that white people stuff, Jenny. No, I'm just playing. I've seen them on IG before. I get so triggered, I had to log out for the day. Yeah, man, it's crazy. Not another one of these. Yeah, I've reacted to him before, and they tried to cancel me for that shit. Muffin Top, personal trainer. Okay, Ronif. A grown man should not say he's thick, or T. Thick with a Q, thick ending with a C, or say that he's T. I agree. He got me fucked up. Okay, Vicky.
Nope.
Vicky said.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Any guy calling himself thick is G-A-Y. Guys should never call themselves thick. That's like calling a woman handsome. It's an oxymoron. Yeah, well, he's clearly gay. You know what I'm saying? Nothing against them, but listen, bro. My issue isn't that he's gay. My issue is that he's you know, promoting himself as a fat trainer and taking people's money, and not delivering results. We feel safe with you. Oh no, nah. Vicky, what are you talking about? What does that mean? Something tells me he used to be able to fit that shirt he got on. His back just got so big that it fits like a crop top now. Very possible. Why he got Beyonce playing in the background? That's two snaps of the fingers with the zesty sauce. This joint, he was playing he was making that video like this. He was editing the video like, yeah, I'm going to kill him today. Yeah. yeah, I'm going to kill him today.
No, did he, you know?
He says thick like Beyonce's song. Yeah, that was crazy. Just looking at you makes me struggle with body image issues. Shut your bitch ass up, ninja.
Shut your bitch ass up. Hold up, nigga.
He gets both of them at the same time.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I wouldn't even pay you in peanuts. That's crazy. Happy Friday. Hey, Chris, as a professional, how do you define fit? Fit many black women equate being fit with... Oh, how do you define fit? Many black women equate being fit with skinny. It's not about weight loss, but rather fat loss and muscle gain discussed this week. I would say fit is you have a certain level of cardio, certain VO2 max. So let's say you can run a mile in a certain amount of time and you resistance train regularly enough for you not to look like a fool if you pick up some weight. You know, because fit isn't one thing. You know, a lot of people lean towards the cardio side. Some people lean towards the weights. Some people lean towards the classes. I mean, fit is active regularly, right? But I think fit is a mixture of resistance and cardio. Just my opinion. I hope that summed it up. Don't act like you didn't enjoy that fat dude dancing, Chris. I saw you dancing to the beat. But I enjoyed the song. I didn't enjoy the fat dude dancing to the beat, though. I don't care.
We do not care.
Who's giving him money? It's unclear. Brown Baldy Zesty Sauce. He said that's that thick. That's insane. He identified as a strong... He identified as a strong, independent black woman. That's crazy. That's disgusting and disgraceful. People are stupid if they think trainers like this are worth their time and money. That's ridiculous. I agree. I only accept clients as trainers when I'm broke. I ain't signed up to be a babysitter or a therapist. This dude here, bro. Fat boy, that sugar... Bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Come on, bro. I'm so late, playback gang. I hit the like button. Thank you, Steph. I can't stand that super shit with the fingers. Looks like they trying to clean boogers off their hands. He said fat phobia is rooted in racism.
Phobia is rooted in racism?
Lotus Flower, they say fat people are targeted by the Klan. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Anyway, we got Karen here. We got thick Karen here. And thick Karen is going to tell us what different races think about her. And she's a comedian. So, you know, some of y'all might find it funny. Some of y'all might not find it funny. Let's check it out. Oh, look at Jenny showing Steph love. What's up, Steph? Saw you killing it on Chris Stories. I've only seen fat women do that two-finger shit. No, skinny women do it too. Fit women do it too. Anyway, let's check out fat Jenny. Second, now let me stop messing with Jenny, bro. Let's check her out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, man.
And black men have told me that I am thick.
So she said black men have told her that she's thick.
Okay, thick. Okay, sure.
And people clapping.
I don't know, but the white boys just tell me I'm a little fat.
Oh, check that out. Didn't we say that on this show? Black men and white men have different standards. They have different standards, bro. And there's a reason why one demographic is more obese than the other.
And the Asian guys, I think they're afraid I'm going to destroy their city. So that was... I'm really putting the Jew in kaiju. You know what I mean? Internet.
All right, that joke, both, that was two awful jokes. Yeah, I don't know why she's a fucking comedian or how she got on there. But anyway, so let's go through the comments. Because even though she's telling corny jokes, we're going to prove something real quick. So here we have a black man here. That audience has a high white ratio, because there wasn't nearly the amount of cheering for the thick part that I was expecting. So you basically, he's saying, I think you thick, and they should have been cheering, pretty much. If I'm wrong, chat, let me know. Yes, we black men, some like it. We're cooked.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Loving the evolution. Look at the Booker T GIF. So this black man likes it. Came for the thickness, stayed for the funny. Black men simping on fat white women too. Then they telling her a corny ass joke hit. Another black man with a GIF. Okay. It's giving Jessica Rabbit vibes. Hard eyes. We're cooked. Then you got this prison meme. This prison said, girl, you think it in a bowl of oatmeal. Cooked. Yeah. Black men are, look at it. Black men, look. He licking on his fingers. Another black man licking his lips. Oh, she thick. Listen, man, black men are cooked. Look at that. Another one. Look at all the black men in these comments. We don't keep women fat. They grown women. That's their decision. Look at all the black men in these comments. Yes, indeed. Hard eyes. Are you supposed to use the... Okay. Latinos in the comments. Latin boy here, and I'm pressing the thick button. Thick. We damn sure didn't lie to you. Like thick like peanut butter. Of course you can destroy my city. Well, she's not wrong on the black guys. If a black guy get a hold of her, it's over. Believe that. Yeah, man. Hey, look, fellas. One thing we don't do is we don't come here and just make shit up. We always back up what we're talking about. That right there is ridiculous. That right there is crazy, fellas. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves, man. We're cooked. I'm embarrassed to be a black man at times. I'm embarrassed. This is one of those times. Because I have nothing in common with you ninjas. Nothing in common. Y'all got it, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, though. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got it. Dom DeMarco. Crazy, man. Whoa. Where did this come from? Jay Sharp, that's Magic Johnson's son. Yeah, we're not doing that shit today.
Strike three, you're out.
You might brown body till your Sunday. You might as well take it back down to Alabama and reflect on what you just said. And I'll see you Sunday, brother. You're done for the day. Hey, Jenny, thank you. Steph said thank you, Jenny. The diet doesn't work for the fat trainer. I bet a sassy black woman lives inside of him. That's crazy. Her arms say otherwise. Plus, she has a belly, too.
Belly?
Yeah, that was crazy. I'm not going to say what people. I am.
I'm not going to say what brown race, body, right? What people.
Thick Karen is hilarious. The white boys are honest. Believe them. She looked like a woman Santa Claus. Steph, that's crazy. I can't think of one female comedian that's funny. I agree. Actually, Monique was funny. Monique was funny, but most of them don't be funny. Tiffany Haddish, not funny.
Nope.
Amanda Seals, not funny. That's why she's a black race hustler now.
Nope.
Another story for another day. Don't cancel me. She knows somebody in the management office. Probably. She probably gave somebody in the management office them chunky cheeks.
What?
That's how she got on stage. Black men don't like my 135. No, they don't like, they ain't gonna like that, Jenny. Jenny might as well go back to white guys. I bet the black dudes that called her thick smell like weed and black and miles. Rhonda, since you're in the medical industry, I heard some men are getting dyroid, a menstrual cycle from low tier. You gotta chill. Low tier, you gotta relax, bruh. You gotta chill, bro. You gotta relax, dog. Yo, we're on thin ice here. I've been demonetized already. You gotta relax, bruh. At Jenny Bauer, they're out here. Quit dealing with hood rat black dudes. Jessica Rabbit vibes. Where? Our culture is fried. Yeah, we're cooked. Back in the day, I would laugh at whatever she say and crack that thick Jenny.
Strike three, you're out.
See, bruh, that's why I pushed... That's why I push you off the tire, bro. That's why I push Spider-Mo off the tire. If you wonder why I push Spider-Mo off the tire, that's why. Blubber butt lady. I bet a Dusty Ninja smash told her she was funny, and then she found out her calling based off that encounter. Is that what that was? Okay, well, thanks for the update, J-Sharp. I have to look up on UpToDate, a.k.a. Google for doctors. I can't confirm. Okay. Ronif and low tier, y'all gonna have to relax, okay? We're on thin ice. We've been demonetized. Low tier and Ronif, y'all gonna have to chill, okay? If you wanna come back and talk about it, Ronif, just say yes or no. Low tier, say okay. We don't need to go no further than that, okay? Y'all gotta relax. I'm embarrassed too, Chris. Now, fat women are gonna assume all black guys are like that. Absolutely. Chris, oh my God. Let homegirl hit the gym, lose weight, and get muscle. They gonna say she look like a man. Shaking my head. These ninjas are cooked. Some more is funny. I think I know who that is too. One thing about me, I'll look into the research first. If I don't know nor haven't seen something in person. Okay, well, thank you, Ronnie. Thick Jennies let you stay in a crib for free, get you a PS5, and buy you a whip when you get out the feds. This guy stinks, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Leave Jenny alone.
Nope.
I'm embarrassed by ninjas too. Black fatigue is real. My bad, Unc. Just asking a professional. No, I understand, bro. I understand. Because Ronif going to come in here and give the straight facts. And we love Ronif for that. But listen. If I get demonetized again, I'm cooked. I mean, I can still get on YouTube, but I can't make no money from YouTube. So I don't want to mess that up. But I'm cooked if I get demonetized again. It might be a wrap for my monetization here. I mean, it's not the end of the world. I'm going to still be on here making content, but we just got to figure out how to make money in other ways. Chris and Spider-Mo need more skits. You boys are so silly. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Jenny. We appreciate that, Jenny.
How dare you?
Thank you for the compliment, Jenny. It's like, no, I'm playing, Jenny. I've been summoned to do some research for him. Yeah, Ronif. Okay, this is what we do. Ronif, when you come back, you say at low tier, the answer to your question is yes or no. We ain't getting specific. None of that. Okay, Ronif? And low tier, that's what we're going to do because I ain't about to get me demonetized. What up, Source? Been working late, but we here. Shout out to my dog, Daniel Shannon. What's good, bro? What percentage of body fat should a male in his late 40s have that's good and sustainable? I mean, this is kind of for... I would say the same thing for a guy in his 20s, man. I'll give the 40s some leeway. But honestly, man, if you want to be, you know, healthy and in somewhat shape... You got to be between 15 and 18, bro. I think 20 is too high for a man. If you want to be fit and be, you know, top 1, 2% of men, you got to be 15 to 18. And I think that's being nice. So that's just my opinion. That, you know, I'm sure there's probably a scientific range or, you know, scientific stance for that. And why they came up with a certain number, but that's my thoughts, man. YouTube tracks your words that much, crazy. Hell yeah. If you watch a YouTube video and you it's like, you know, you there's a little menu when you watch. You can click the person's page. You can there's a little thing. I think it's CC, but it's the captions button. You put the captions on there. It got the whole transcript there. It got everything you said right there. So, and it's pretty accurate too. Free speech is not really a thing on YouTube. I've seen a lot of people complain about it. Yep. ADM Fitness is getting crazy out here. It's definitely getting crazy out here, man. 20% is on the higher end of the healthy range for a man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 15 to 18, yes, sir. Even science is dynamic. It changes over time, so it could be 20% now, then 15% a decade from now. Well, I think a decade from now, it'll probably go up to like 22, 25. You know, the fat standards, you know, they're just getting more and more common.
Nope.
They're getting more and more common out here. Let's see. What we got, man? We'll do an education joint because, we'll do one education video because I do need to get out of here and get some sleep. I ain't gonna even want to tell y'all how long I've been up. This is crazy. I need to get some sleep. All right, let's look at this joint. We're going to talk a little fitness real quick, and then we're going to get up out of here, man.
If you're losing more than 2 pounds a week, you're not just losing fat. You're also losing muscle. Now, it's one thing if you just start a diet. Maybe you lose a couple more pounds.
Yeah, the process should be gradual. You're not going to be losing, 3 pounds every week, 5 pounds every week, 6 pounds every week. That's not how it's supposed to be. If you are, you're doing it in an unhealthy way, and you're doing it in a way that is not sustainable.
Pounds in the first few weeks, that's water weight. But if you consistently lose over 2 pounds a week, there's no way you're not losing muscle mass. And what's going to happen is, number one, your metabolism is going to slow down, which means you'll have to keep eating fewer and fewer calories.
Yep.
And number two, you're going to end up like that skinny fat, where, yeah, maybe you've lost weight on the scale, but you look like a soft, flabby piece of soggy bread.
And he's speaking facts. I saw something today where this woman lost a lot of weight on a GLP-1. No shade, because I know it's people on GLP-1s that it worked for. It's people in the gym on GLP-1s. I'm talking about straight GLP-1, no activity. Did she lose a lot of weight? Yes. Her body composition? Trash. You can still tell in her face she's a fat woman, and them arms, you can still tell she was a fat woman.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists, you can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
So if you don't care about your body composition, you know, because let's be real, we all want to look good. You're in the gym to look good. You start your weight loss journey because you want to look good. But if that's what you want, go ahead, have a blast.
I don't know where that came from, but you don't want that. You want to look defined, toned, muscular. So the next time you feel you're not losing weight fast enough because you only lost a pound this week, you need to understand that's actually perfect progress, because it's not just about what the number on the scale says. You want to look good naked. Can I get an amen?
Shout out to him. Yep. Stop chasing the number on the scale. It can lie to you. And it can make you think you're not making progress when in fact you are. You could be a smaller version of the same weight that the scale is saying, right? Lose 2 pounds of fat, gain 2 pounds of muscle. You're not going to lose any weight, but you will look smaller. That's just an example. So don't let the scale trip you up. Don't let it throw you off. And that's another fire episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. We're going to get these comments real quick. It's getting crazy out here, and where we at, these comments are Chris's favorite phrases. They are. He's right. Absolutely. He's definitely right. At Chris, I was trying to help my 47-year-old obese female cousin on losing weight. She's hell-bent on spending $3,000 on fat suction surgery. She's losing 1 to 2 pounds a week. She says losing 1 to 2 pounds a week is too long. Yeah, your cousin's cooked. I hate to say that to you, but she's gonna have to be willing to listen. If not, like what I tell you, you gotta let ninjas learn for themselves. You gotta let ninjas learn the hard way, man. And then you can do the "I told you so" speech later. But let them, hey man, go ahead, do your thing. You want to go to another trainer? Go ahead. You want to stop working out? Go ahead. You want to do pole dancing class instead of workout? Go ahead. Do your thing, man. You'll learn. You know, you people will appreciate you when they don't get that desired result or that desired look. Go ahead. You got the answers? Do your thing.
Nope.
See you on the other side. You know, here, mind you, I'm fit. You know, my clients is fit. You know, we got years in the game. We got endless transformations. But you want to do what the fuck you want to do. Okay? Have a blast. You ain't never been fit. Hold up. You ain't never been fit. You always been fat. Even your head fat. So you can't fit your hat. Belly poking out. I said, what the hell is that? Oh, man. Oh, where we at, man? Wouldn't the 1 pound a week be based off the specific case, like someone 500 pounds club should lose more than that? Yeah, of course. That's an extreme case. You know, I think he's talking to just, you know, the average mom, the single mom, the dad working two jobs. You know, I mean, that the average person. But yeah, that's an extreme case. Seems like your whole family. Oh, wow. Your whole family cooked because first your brother, now your cousin. Yeah, man. Terlonious, your family's cooked. Are they all in Alabama? Was that where it was? Was it Alabama? They all in Alabama? Because, I mean, God, sheesh. I'm a girl, 5'6 and 135, and I'm 18%, but I have chest. Oh, Jenny. Oh, here you go, Jenny.
What?
Gina, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Gina just came in laughing. Gina said, I had to let you know I'm laughing. At Terlonious, tell her, look up fat embolism. A hottie Jenny Bauer. Okay, showing Jenny love. Sure will at Ronif. I can't imagine weighing as much as a grown male lion. Jenny said it with her chest like Kevin Hart. Guess they are all in Alabama. Yeah, Alabama's cooked. Alabama's cooked. Yo, the Southeast region of the United States cooked. I mean, that's fucking crazy. Like, yeah, man. Anyway, like I said, brown body, y'all are cooked. Big facts, dude. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Yeah. Brown body, y'all are cooked. Anyway, like I said, another fire episode on Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast, man. Follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X. I can't even remember my joint. Yeah. Subscribe to the YouTube. See Marty Fit on YouTube where you're watching right now. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com for the gear. Or you can buy the gear directly from my YouTube. Jenny, I'm going to send you that link. If I don't send it tonight, I'll send it tomorrow. Alabama and Georgia, cooked. Alabama, super cooked. Well, damn, Terlonious, but straight up, you ain't lying. Yeah, hey, Brown Baldy, take the L today, man. Fire episode. Thank you, Lotus. And we'll be live again Sunday. The goal is between 4 and 6 p.m. Eastern. It just don't be working like that all the time. You know, it just depends on a lot. Sunday, I'll be doing a lot of shit. But yeah, we'll be live again Sunday. If you miss it, you know, catch the playback, gang. I'm gonna try to make the link, you know, Sunday morning or, you know, at least by noon. That way, you know, y'all can go to the page, look and see what time I'll be live or what time I plan to be live, man. So definitely appreciate y'all, man. You know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And we'll be live again on Sunday. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.